A bow. A bow is a pretty good size of water. Okay. It's that's used for fishing in and boating. And sometimes you have residents close over and you have to get in a little boat to cross the bow to get across. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good size.
If you had some water flowing along and it dropped off and went on over, you call that a
fall.
Uh-huh. And a place where boats stop, you'd call a
dock.
And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
We have gravel roads, we have paved roads, we have Alvesta roads, mm-hmm. and we have some shell roads.
What different kinds of paved roads are there?
Let me see. Asphalt pave and cement.
Mm-hmm. And roads that don't have anything on top of them, they're just beach.
Just a dirt road.
And a little road that turns off the main road, you call that a?
A little off road.
And a road that turns and goes up to a person's house.
A residential.
Do you ever hear that called a lane?
Yes. Let me see. Ricochet lane, uh-huh. such as Gar Lane.
What's a lane like?
Well, it's a nice size street, but it's just off of the main road and just circles around into different little things like that. So it gives the name of the lane.
Would it have to have trees or a fence on both sides?
No, it just don't have to. It can be plain. Mm-hmm. And it can't have the build-up. But either one of them, it'll still be lame.
Uh-huh.
Build up and unbuilt.
And something along the side of the street for people to walk on?
Sidewalks or paved walks.
Mm-hmm. And there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street. Did you ever hear a name for that?
No. Sure do be.
If you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
stick or some object, a rock or something.
And I
threw it at the dog or hit him.
Anything else you'd say besides threw it at him?
Hit him with the rock.
Uh-huh.
A stick.
People say chunked it at him?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that, yeah. Chunk the rock.
Is that something you'd say?
No.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
there.
Or nobody's
home.
And someone's walking in your direction, you'd say, he's coming straight
my way.
Or straight what me?
Toward.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't been counting on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into or across the pond.
Which would you probably say?
I'd say a pond.
And if the child's given the same name that her aunt has, you'd say they named the child
after or for.
Which would you probably say?
I'd use after, or even namesake.
Uh-huh.
Well, I read the name. Let's say I'd say it's my namesake,
mm-hmm.
or his name. And then you can say, oh, she was named after
uh-huh.
her grandmother. And some people say, oh, she was named for me.
Uh-huh.
See, they use all that.
And something that people drink for breakfast, they call?
Coffee.
Okay, and if you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd say, well, I guess I have to go.
Me.
Okay. And talk about putting milk in coffee. You'd say some people like it.